Yom, according to one that says, Par Yom HaKippurim, Korban Yochid, if you hold this par that the Kohen Gadol brings is called the Korban Yochid, and Rashi says, Rav Meir Kar Eliyahu Korban Yochid. Rav Meir was the one that says, yes, that Korban is Lemisa Ozlo, because he calls it a regular Korban Yochid. Whereas the Iker of this par is for the Kohen Gadol. Even though the other Kohanim get a Kapara, but it's not called Shashutfis, it's not called Shatibur, it's called Mamish, the Korban of the Kohen Gadol. And because of his Korban, the other Kohanim get their Kapara. That was Rameyah Shita before. That's why Rameyah said it's like a burnt. When the first Kohen Gadol dies, it's Lemislaz, we have to let it die. So according to Rameyah, Oise Tumura Oyein Eise Tumura, that's the Sharla. Can you make a Tumura on this Korban or not? Lav Mechlal, the Ikulaman, the Yoma, the Tzibur. The Chura, since you said a Divrei Rav Meir, it's called the Korban Yochid, and he declares that Charlotte, could you make a Tumur on it or not? It's a Raya, somebody else calls it a Korban Tzibur. Tumur says, no, Loi, that's not the Diyik. Mechlau Dikul, a man the Yom, the Shutfin. There's another man the Yom, Reb Lez and Reb Shimin, they hold this power, it's called the Parash HaShutfis. That since the Kohen Gadol has the Kapara with the other Kohanim also, it's called the Parash HaShutfis. But nobody holds it's called the Korban Tzibur. Rashi says, we just learned that Boy Reb Lezer declared a shout like this: Ledivrei Yomer Par Yom Kippurim Korban Yochid. According to Reb Meir Shita, that this par the Kohen Gadol brings special on Yom Kippur is called his private korban, and therefore when he dies, we have to let the behemoth die. You can't use it. So they asked the Shaila, Oise Tumura, Yene Oise Tumura. Let's say the Kohen Gadol now takes another par next to it and says Zu Tachazu. By other korbanos, is a lock of Tumura. You're not supposed to do it, there's a lav, but if you do it, it's chal the pasha of tamura. If you take another animal, shechulin, next to a korban oil or a korban chatzit, and you say zu taka zu, the loch is both of them become kodesh. What's the loch on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol has his special power, it's still alive, and it takes another power now and says zu taka zu. Is the chal tamura not? Tamura says, my kumi boile, what was your lezer sofik? Like, why shouldn't there be tamura? Why not? So it's said like this. The shailer is, do we go boss to the person that made the Kedusha here? And that is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to take his own power, and he's Makdish his own power. Now the law of Tumur is, you can only make Tumur on a Korban Yochid. It's only for the gain to one person, you can make Tumur on it. Once you have a Korban Shoshutvis, two people together, you can't make Tumur. That's the Gzeras HaKosif. So here the Shaila is, who's Makdish this Korban? The Kohen Gadol himself. So if you go boss to Makdish, then you could make Tumur. The other side is no, you go bossa the mitzchapa, the people that receive the kapara from this korban. Who receives the kapara from this korban that the power brings in Yom Kippur? All the other kohanim. So if you go bossa the people that receive the kapara, there's a shutfis involved. Since there's a few people involved, therefore you can't make tamura. So Rashi says, Inayma I bossa makadesh azlinan linyan tamura v'ho yochir akdashay dimishalehu bo. It comes from the Kohen Gadol. V'loim mishal shutfis. The Kohen Gadol has to pay from it from his own money. So it's called his korban, he can make tamura. Or else the svari is the ikah, the korban is who receives the kapara from it. And all the other kanam also get a kapara from the Kohen Gadol's power. Therefore you can't make tamura from it. So Mara says, what's the suffix then? Pshita, I know for sure, the bosa mischapras linen. By hilchos tamura, we always go bosa the people that receive the kapara from it. So pshito v'ilukhuri should not be able to make tamura. Rashi pshito, linyan tamura miskaper heavy bolov. Who's the ikah b'alim? The people to receive the kapara from the korban. So Yomer Bavur, Bavur said like this, Omer Rav Yechanan, ha-maktish, the person that's maktish b'hema is moisef chaynish. He's called the b'alim that locher is, when you want to be poiderit, if the b'alim himself is poiderit his own korban, he has to add another fifth to it. So the one that's maktish it, he has to be poiderit with another fifth. Clearly, if I'm makdish a korban for somebody else, Reuven is makdish a korban for Shimon. So Shimon is the one that gets the kapara from this korban. Shimon is the one to make tamura. The loch of tamura doesn't go boss of the one that made the kedusha. So here also on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, true, he makes the kedusha on the par. But when he brings the par is meschaper for the kanim. So if you go boss of the meschaper, so it should fit that I'm having the kapara from here. So for sure, there should not be kapara, there should not be tamura on this par Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. Because by tamura, for sure, the locher is the yam meschaper, right? It's about tamura. The one that receives the kapara, he has the din of the bailim to make tamura. And another locher is If somebody takes off Trumas and Maestras, you want to be Torah Mishloi. From my own peris, I want to take off Trumas and Maestras on your fruits. Like I want to do a favor to you. So you have fruits, you have to take off, you have Tevil, you have to take off Trumas and Maestras. And I also have Tevil. So I'll say, I'll take from my fruits Trumas and Maestras for you. So you save yourself the Trumas and Maestras. It is Alocha, Toivas and Noah Shloi. The Toivas and Noah goes to the person who's doing it. Those are the three Alochas that said over. But I call upon him again to Hilchus Tumurah. The one that's mischapa that receives the kapara, he's the one that makes temura. So Gemara says, "Li'olam avada pshita le'ed the boss of mischapa zlinim." That wasn't Reb Lezer's sofik. Avada Reb Lezer knew the locher is by temura. Who is the bialim? Who is the owner that can make temura? The one that receives the kapara from the korban. So then the kasher is, what's the sofik by this par that the kohen gadol brings in your kippah? Pshita, since all the kohanim get a kapara, it like belongs to shutfim, and the locher is a par that belongs to a korban that belongs to a few people, you can't make tamura. So Mora says, this is what Reb Lezer's sofik was. He had a new sofik by this korban that the kohen gadol brings in your kippah, his special par. The sofik is like this. True, the other brothers also receive the kapara from the kohen gadol's korban. But what, how does he receive it? So we say, b'kfiyusa mischapri, is a considered that this korban, kfiyus means like the ikra of the korban, goes also for the other brothers. In other words, even though the kohen gadol has to buy it from his own money, and he's bringing it for himself and for the other kohanim, but the gate of the kapara is considered that this korban metchila was set aside for all the other brothers also. In other words, b'kfiyus, really, the ikra korban is set aside for all the kohanim. And like this, you can't make tamura, because since all the kohanim get the kapara from it, it shall shutfim. Idulma, the other side is that you could make tumuras like this. The kufiya mischapri. The pshat is the ikka kapari is for the kohen gadol. Like the kohen gadol has to spend his own money to buy this par. It's called the parasha kohen gadol on Yom Kippur that he brings. So the ikka kapari is also only for the kohen gadol. But the svar kufiya means like a floating kapara. Because once the kohen gadol gets his kapara from it, the kapara floats onto the other kohanim also. That's called the kufiya. So therefore, even the Ika Kapara is to who? Is only to the Kohen Gadol. So since the Ika Kapara goes to the Kohen Gadol, that's the Yochid. Then maybe you could make Tumura. So that's what Reb Lezer's sofik was. How does all the other brothers get the Kapara? Is it called the Kfiyas, that the Korban is going mamish for them also? Or no, the Yikra is for the Kohen Gadol. And once he gets his Kapara, it's a Svar Kufiya, it just floats on to the other Kohanim also. The Rashi says, the Kfiyus to Mishapri. Kishar ha-mechaper, like every other mechaper, she'afrishu acherim aleim, if I'm makdish a korban for you, she'iknulem abeim le'kaporo, is avkan niknulem chelik boy. It's like the kohen gadol is giving over chelik to all the other brothers. Ve'avilo achatas ha-shutfim. Then for sure it's called achatas ha-shutfim, linyu tamura, and avadi can't make tamura. Oidil ma bekufiyu mischaper, kloimer, ein kaprosin kavua bo. The other brothers are kind of, they get the kapara, it's not because the korban belongs to them. Eletzofo agabe kaparas kohen gadol. It like floats off the kapara from the kohen gadol. Kedover atzafa pleyamam, something floating on top of the water. V'yena korban nikra shmom. The korban is not really called to all the kohanim's korban. The korban yochidu. The yikra is called as the korban of the kohen gadol. It's his private korban. V'yotzef abazol v'kofer parzolam. That just means the yikra kapara is also for the kohen gadol himself. Just that this kapara floats off to the other kohanim. So therefore, who's the Ikka Mischaper? The Kohen Gadol. It's a Yochid. Therefore, he could make Temura. So that's what Reb Lezer's sofik was. His sofik was, what type of a kapara does the other brothers get? Is it if they mamish own the korban also, so it's a real kapara? Or it's only a floating kapara that comes off the Kohen Gadol? So that was the sofik. So Mr. Toshima, come and bring me right now. Halacha is, it says, Chayma Bazevach Mimbab Temura. For certain halachas, the halacha of the Ikka korban itself. How does tamura work? First you have to have a korban. You have a korban neula, a korban chatis, and then you take another animal, shachulim, and you say, zeh tacha zeh. You want the kedusha of the korban to go onto the other one, or come off it. Halacha is both hakadosh. Now there's chumra, there's more chumadik halachas about the Ikka korban itself, maybe tamura, than just the korban tamura. And who was in the other way? The chayma betamura, maybe zevach. In certain halachas, the halachas of the tamura is more chomer than the first Ikka korban itself. Now, chomer b'zevach, what are the more chomers about the Ikka korban itself? Shazevach noig b'yochid kibitzibur. The Ikka korban, there's halacha of a korban yochid, there's halacha of a korban tzibur. Who are the in v'derech as a shavas v'es a tumah? by a korban tzibur, or even a korban yochid we have, if it's a kvua dikazman, you have to bring it today, it's even doich a Shabbos, even doich a tumah. Hu adin b'yoyis a tmura. The yikud korban itself, you can make tmura on that. Ma'ashenken b'tmura. Ma'ashenken, the animal itself that was only became kodesh because of tmura, halacha is ein tmura is a tmura. You can't make a second tmura from the first tmura. So it's not as chomer as the first korban. Hu adin, there's no din tmura by korban tzibur. So therefore, the first carbon is more chomer than the carbon of tamura, because a tamura can't take place shel tzibur. Now, what's the other way around? Chomer b'tamura shemi b'zevach. Where do you have cases that the chomer of the kedusha of the tamura is more stronger than the first carbon itself? Shat tamura chal al balmum kavua. That's the chiddush. That even though metchil, if you want to be makdish, make a carbon earlier, a carbon shlamin. If you have a balmum, if the animal is a balmum, a kedusha is like, can't be chalon. It's a balmum. Mashenkin, once you already have a korban erla, and now you take this animal that's a balmum and you say, you want tamura to be chal on it, tamura is chal even on a balmum. That's the chum of tamura over a regular korban. That by tamura it's even chal on a balmum. The ain't a yoitz lechulin, ligoz v'levad. And it doesn't go out lechulin, even to be goiz as levad. You can't do that. In other words, since the kdushas guf was chal on it, later all you have a right to do is only to be poiderit, almanas did it. But you can never be goizes, share off the wool, or to work with it. Ma'ashenken b'zevach. Ma'ashenken d'ikara korban. If you have a korban, you want to make an animal, you want to make it a korban oila, and it's a baal mum, it's never chalak dushes a guf on it. If you say a rezu korban oila, it's only chalak dushes dunam on it. As long as when you poider it, it goes out mamish the chulin. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to goizes, you can share off the wool, you could work with it. So the kitzah, the tamura has the more chomadik alochom, the geto balmum, the nikra korban.
And like Rashi says, Sha tamura chala, Rashi says, Olo kedushas aguf, afilu hi balas mum kibua, bishas ha tamura, even though the animal is a balmum, the yimbo le chalalo, ein yoytza le chulun, it doesn't go out le chulun, elalin yin zvicha bechila, just if you let a shechter to read it babad. Avol early goes is, but you're not allowed to shear off the wool, v'levad. Shein chilek bei bein tam le balmum. Tirsiv ra betoy betoy bera. V'yimhei meyomer. That any type of a tamura you make it's chal. Mashenkin bezevach shazevach im kode megdei shriyas mumay. If first was a balmum and yoytze bepidyone lechulin. No, if first you mark the shit and then it became a balmum and then you want to be proud of it. So the pidyon does not help you to be goizer to shear off the wool, the v'levad, and to work with it. The silver the posse says Bipsula Mgdoshim Tizbach Biochalto. So we dashin Bossa the Tizbach Vula Gizi, you could shecht it but not to shear off the wool. Bossa Vulecholov, you could eat it but not to milk it. Avokoda Mumalagdesha, but let's say first it was a balmum. And then you makdish it, Hareyu kemakdish eitzim viabonim, lidime oilis, like you makdish wood. Shein kdushas agufalayim, el kdushas domim bovad. Viyoitzim bepidyoni lechulun gemurin, ketanim bechoris. That you're allowed to eat it and gozaz and work with it. This is the chayma that the tamura has over the ikra zevach itself. So now the Gemara goes to explain that first brisa. It says, "Hi zevach hechidomi." What type of a korban are we talking about that the brisa said that the zevach korban has a more chomer gadin than the tamura? Again, what did the brisa say that the zevach has alocha that shezevach noig biyochin kibetzibur? You could have a korban yochid and a korban tzibur. For doich is a Shabbos. You have even a korban yochid as doich is Shabbos. V'yes ha-tumma. V'yoyis ha-tumura. And this korban could also make tumura. So more says, hey, Kedomi, how are we talking about? Ilayim the yochid, if we're talking about a regular korban yochid, on mi dochi Shabbos, v'tumma, is a regular korban yochid, doich is Shabbos ha-tumma. Elo the tzibur. Elamai, we're talking about a regular zevach, a zevach of a tzibur. For the Gemara, v'yoyis ha-tumura, the Brisa said that a zevach makes tumura also. And we know a korban tziba doesn't have a din of tamura. El olav de par. We're talking about the chura par of a yochid. So which par of the yochid is doich Shabbos? It has to mean the part that the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur his chatis. For doich es Shabbos ves tumah. Why the kfir is man? Because it's kveil as man. It has to be brought on Yom Kippur, even on Shabbos. So therefore, it's called a kfir dikas man. That's doich Shabbos. And now the Brisa says we oise tamura, and it also makes tamura the korban yochidu. So you see clearly the power shel kohen gadol is still like a korban yochid, even though the other kind and get kapora from it. You have to say it's a kuf yudika kapora, and the ikan mechaper is only called the kohen gadol. So you see, it is called the mechaper, the kohen gadol, that he could make tamura. So Saraya, that's called like a korban yochid. You couldn't make tumura on the par shol kohen gadol. So the answer is Amar Rav Sheshes. Maybe there's no raya for me. I'll tell you loy bi'eloy shel Aaron. We're not talking about his par of the chatis. We're talking about his ayil. His ayil for sure was only mechaper for himself. It wasn't the chatis. Therefore, it couldn't make tumura. And the Gemara says, "Hokin ami mistarva." It's mistarva like this. Also, we're talking about his eloy and not his par. Why? The sakadayt of the poroi. If you want to tell me, we're talking about the kohen gadol's par. That's for chatis. For the Gemara, tumura de par. So you want to say what? We're saying a chiluk that this zevach makes tumura. However, the tumura does not make tumura. So we're saying now the par of tumura means the par is shabbos v'tumud ledochi. So it says the chiluk that the korban itself is doicha Shabbos and tuma. Ma'ashen kein, the tumura of it is not doicha Shabbos. So the diyek that the tumura of this par is only not doicha Shabbos. Ha'bohol b'chol makrif korva. But on a regular weekday, you could bring it for korban, the tumura of this par. Now the kasher is, if we're talking about the par the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur, ha tumura is chatesi. This par is a korban chates. And the halacha is a tumura chatis lemisazla. This is one of the five halachos of Moshe Mitzrayim. So even though it's maybe chala kedushas tumura, but the tumura of a chatis is lemisazla. So how does the Braisa say that there's a chaymer in the zevach? That is zevach. The carbon itself is deicha Shabbos. Mashenkin, its tumura is not deicha Shabbos, which is mashma just not deicha Shabbos. But in the weekday, you could bring this carbon tumura. If we're talking about the parsha kohen gadol chatis. And the chatis is tumurom is lemisazlo. So that's a raya we're talking about is eloy. His ayin was not a korban chatis. Therefore, the tumura it's not deicha Shabbos, but a koponim it's brought. Tumura answers loy. This wouldn't be a kasher. Lielom poroy. We're talking about the par the chatis that the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur. Umay tumura. What does it mean that the tumura of this korban is not deicha Shabbos, but it's mashma the tumura itself is brought? I'll tell you, shame tumura. It doesn't mean literally the tumura of this korban chatis. It just means that generally we're talking about a tumura. The korban of a tumura, the tumura itself is never deicha Shabbos. That's all. But avada, in the middle of the weekdays, you do have shame tumuras. You do have korban tumuras that are brought. Like from a regular korban, the tumura is brought in the weekday. And Rashi says, my tumura, shame tumura. L'yoylum bapar. We're talking about the par, the kohen gadol brought on Yom Kippur. It's not going on its own tumura, the tumura of this par, of this chatis. This is what it means to say though. That means this korban is more chomer than the shame of a tumura. Because you never have a tumura. Tumura means the second animal. That's chulin, you put it near the first korban, and you say, zu tachazu. So the second animal that got a kedushas tumura on it, that kedushas tumura, that korban is never deicha Shabbos. The afilu at tumura sakrevis. Even in a case where the tumura is korv, no, it's not a tumura of a korban chatis. It's a regular tumura of a korban eila where the tumura is korv, but a korbanim on Shabbos is not. That's what the Braisa means to say. For the Gemara Yehochi, that's what you mean to say. Shem tumura. So zevich nami. So what is your kash? What type of a korban we're talking about? How could it be like a korban yochid that's deicha Shabbos? And that it makes tumura. How could it be? So you want to answer me dafka the parsha Yom Kippur. So what's the bikasha? Why don't you say shame zevach? We're talking about the shame of a korban. In other words, there's a korban tziva that's deicha Shabbos. There's a korban yochid that's brought for tumura. It's not talking about the one korban. Stam say the shame zevach by korban is the chayach to have all these chumras that you could have the korban via korban yochid via korban tziva. There are korbanos that are deicha Shabbos. There are korbanos that are deicha tuma. And there are korbanos that has a tumura. Mashenkin, the shame tumura doesn't have these things. It's like, what's the bikashi after madafka one korban? Why only one korban? We're talking about the shame zevach, like this general noun that called the korban. Mora says, no, shame zevach like a tony. That we're not talking about. The zevach itself is talking about a special korban. Like Rashi says, Yehochi, the shame katoni zevach, nami shame zevach, the kashi. Want to say it means just a general noun, the shame zevach. V'chivin the shem zevotoni, my duchka look me bechad zivcha one carbon that is shomim that you want to bring a ride a poor shalaron or bielo mari dumochi kamatana chayme bedavish hashmoy zevach a carbon has these chumers on it midavish hashmoy tumurom she is zevach neig b'tziva could be yochid. There is a case in a carbon tziver and a carbon yochid v'yeis zevach shodeich shabbos going the tziver or the yochid just manikavuad v'yeis zevach shayes a tumura going carbon yochid. And the Gemara is Shem Zevach Lekaton, like Rashi says, Haitano Ela Bechad Zivcha Naka the Musay. Avadi is talking about in one korban. Only the Tamur is called the Shein Tamurim. But the Zevach for sure is talking about one type of a korban. And that was the Kasha. Where do you have this korban as Bericha Shabbos? And it makes Tamurim. So you want to say it's the power of Aaron. So you see his power, his chat is, it could make Tamurim. And the Gemara answers, no, it's talking about his Eloi. So you have no raya about the din of the par. What's the raya? Now, why is the Shem Zevach not a Shem Zevach? Why, Gemara says, what's the raya? Midiktonim, because it says in the Braisa that Chaymev et Tamura, Tamura has the more choma digadin than this korban. Sha Tamura chalo abal mum kavua. That a Tamura, even if you have the korban, the chul nika animal, the second one is abal mum. It's chal kudush is a goof on it, that even though you could be poiderit, of a biyaymi yaitz lechud and ligos v'levet, even after you're poiderit though, you're not allowed to share off the wool, or you're not allowed to work with the wool. That's the claim you have in the behemah of a Tamura. Mashenkan and the goof of the korban, you don't have it. Now, if you want to tell me, my zevach, shein zevach, when it says the word korban here, it doesn't mean a special korban. It not means the word korban. You could use a few different korbanos for the example. Habazoi, so why is the tumur have this chumra? And there's no such korban that has this chumra. So you are korbanos also that has this type of a chumra. For the Gemara v'ika b'chor, o meiser, there's a korban b'chor and a meiser. So the Gemara, the chalin, al ba'al mum kavua. That it's chal, the gedush saguf is chal and a mum kavua, the yeni yoitz and the chudan, the goz is v'leva. Even if you want to be proud of it, you're not allowed to use it to work with it, or you can't share it off. So what does it say? The tumura has this chumra, there's a type of the korban that also has this chumra. So Maria says, el is shem zevach lekatoni. El amai declare raya, when it talks about the korban, it means a special korban, not stam, any type of the korban. We're talking about one special korban. That was the original kasha then. What is this one special korban? It has to be a korban yochid, and it has to be something that's Bechah Shabbos. We already have that. So the happening was, you only have the paroi, shel Aaron, so Sarai couldn't make tamura. And this will also be good at the end. But I call upon him, the paroi shel Aaron, if it's a baal mum, it's poida legamri. If it was a baal mum lechat chila, only tamura has this chumra. On that, the Gemara says back, no, we're talking about the eloi shel Aaron, not talking about its par, not the chatis, but the korban ayil better. The Rashi says, b'chor is kedusha sel rechem. When a b'chor, the firstborn, is born, it has kedusha of the animal, bein tam bein balmum. V'yein lo yishu pidyon, you can't be poitred at all. The Yisiv, the Pesach says, bei, ach b'chor shor lo tifte. U'v'maise b'hema nam yiksiv, lo yivake ben toiv l'ruha. Alma chal al balmum, u'pidyon ein lon. It doesn't have a pidyon, the Yisiv, lo yigoyl. So b'zoi, why does it say you have this chum only by tumur and not by zevach? El teretiz shem zevach lekatoni. El bechad zivcha naka the musa. We're talking about one case, one korban only. O kamer it says chayme boy. This one korban has these chumris. Mashenkein b'shem tamura. Now b'chayme b'shal tamura shem b'yisa zevach shen oeskin kan. Yeah. So that's more what the bin yirai is talking about the power. You see the power could make tamura. And the gemara's matcha. No, we're not talking about the power. We're talking about his ayil. All right, we'll stop here. Really, we're up to Daf Nun Aleph. Just we'll start the Gemara before and Daf Nun Amid Beis to follow this Gemara. Again, the Gemara Daf Nun Amid Beis, Gemara Sator Shema. We wanted to bring a raya now. The Shaila was about the par that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, his korban chatis, his par. What din does it have? Is it called the korban yochid, and therefore would make tamura? And what din will be a Shaila for Nachatis Shemesa Baleho? Or do we say no? It's considered like a korban hashutfis, since the other kainim also have a kapara from this par, and therefore there would not be a din tamura. The Gemara says Toshma that choyme bezevach mi betamura, the choyme betamura mi bezevach. The ik korban has a bigger chumra than the din of tamura, and the tamura also has a bigger chumra than the din of the zevach itself. Now the tamura always is if you have a korban oilu, let's say, and you take another korban that's chulin, and you say zeh tachazeh, you hold the other korban next to the first one, and you say zeh tachazeh. So that's the din of tumura, that the second one has kedusha, and usually it's also korah. So the Brisa says like this: there's a korbanis, there's a korban yochid, a person, private person brings, and there's a korban sibur, the whole sibur brings together. And even a korban yochid will soon see certain times there's also deicha shabbos, it's even brought on shabbos, and it wasn't even betumah, it's also deicha tumah. The oiseh tumura.
and every korban, or at least these korbanos, make tumura. If you have another behemoth chulu next to it and say zeh tachas zeh, it's chal din tumura on the second animal. Mashenken betumura. Mashenken, the second animal itself, the din tumura sheboi, cannot make another tumura, and no adin is never deich shabbos, never deich tumah. That's the chum of the zevach over the din of the tumura, the second korban. Now, chayme betumura me bezevach. Sometimes the din of the tumura is more chomer than the ikar korban of the zevach. Sheha tumura chalo al balmum kavua. That a tumura is even chal if the animal is a balmum and a balmum kavua. Mashenkin, if you want to make a behemoth chulin, that's a balmum, you want to make it for korban elah, there's no kedusha chal. It's not called kedusha saguf. It's only kodesh ledomov. Mashenkin, when you take the tumura, the second animal, even though it's a balmum, still it's chal on at the kedusha. Like the pasuk says, "Bein toy bein ra." It's even a ra, even a balmum, is also has a din tumura on it. So even though you can't bring it for korban, you can only be poyder it. But when you poyder it, like the Gemara says, "V'yena yaitza luchulin ligozais v'levet." When you poyder it, you're never allowed to be gozas, like a shear off the wool, or else to work with it. You're only allowed to eat it. That's all. In other words, even though it's a balmum, it's chal kedusha, and the kedusha remains on it that you can never work with it or never shear off the wool. You only have a right when you poyder it, eat it. That's all. So this is the chum of the tumura over the ikar zevach itself. Mashenken bezevach. Mashenken by korban, it's not that way. If the animal is a balmum and you want to give it kedusha, it's never chal more than kedusha's domim on it. And therefore, when you poyder it, it goes out lechum legamri, that you're allowed to work with it, you're allowed to shear off the wool. So this is the chumra that tumura has over the ikar korban. Now the Gemara says, "Hai zevach echidomi." What type of a korban are we talking about here? Like, what's this korban yochid that even deicha shabbos and deicha tumah and also makes tumura? Ilay mid the yochid, a regular korban yochid for the Gemara, mid deicha shabbos for tumah is a regular korban yochid deicha shabbos and tumah. Ella, but the tzibur, we're talking about a korban tzibur for the Gemara, mid yoisa tumura. The Brisa says that this korban makes tumura. A korban tzibur doesn't make tumura. Ella lav the par, we're talking about the kohen gadol's par that it brings on Yom Kippur. That what for the Chesed Shabbos for the Tumah, the Kviya Lozman, since there's a special Zman when it's supposed to become on Yom Kippur, it's even the Chesed Shabbos. The Yosef Tumura, and who are then makes Tumura? Why? The Korban Yochidu. So who you have a clear eye here that the power the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, even though it's also Mechaper on the other Kanim, but it's considered a Korban Yochid, and it would make Tumura? That's trying to describe that there's such a case of a Korban that even though it's a Korban Yochid, still it's the Chesed Shabbos and the Chesed Tumah. And who are then that makes tumura? So of course, Araya, the shala before, is it called the korban yochid or not? So tomorrow's matchino. Amar Rashi's loy be elor shel Aaron. We're talking about now the ayil the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur, which was only a korban oila, and that korban oila was only mechaper on himself, and not on his other brother, not on the other kohanim. So that for sure is considered the korban yochid. So that's why it's brought. You can make tumura on that korban. There's a svar also that we're talking about now the Eloi shel Aaron and not the korban of his par. The sakla daitchol the paroi, if we're talking about his par, tumura de par, the tumura of the par, it's just mashma from the braisa, Shabbos for tumahud ledochi. You can't bring it on Shabbos. In other words, only the korban itself, the par itself, that's what's deicha Shabbos and tumah. Mashenkin, the tumura is not deicha Shabbos and tumah. Of its mashma habuchoyol, mikra korva. But in the middle of the weekday, on a weekday, you would be allowed to bring that tumura. The din usually of tumura is you could be makrevit. For the Gemara here, though, it's shakasha. Abaha tumura chatesi. If we're talking about the par, the special carbon of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it's a carbon chates. And the din is of tumura chates lemisazlo. That's one of the hey halachas we had, that the tumura of a carbon chates goes lemisa. It doesn't go lekarev. So that's a mashma. The Brice here, we're not talking about the par, but like Rashi said, we're talking about the eiloi. The isle of the Kohen Gadol. That's good. That's only a korban oila, and the tumur of a korban oila is korav. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good rayim. Loi, liyolam, really I could tell you, poroi. We're talking about this price, we're talking about the power of the korban chatas of the Kohen Gadol. Umay tumur, what does the price mean to say that this korban makes tumura? I'll tell you shame tumura. That the shame, the name of a tumura. In other words, it's not makes a tumura. In other words, we're not talking about the tamura of this korban that we're talking about. The korban taka could be talking about the korban of the par shel kohen gadol that brings on Yom Kippur.
But that we say it makes tamura, the din tamura here means any shame tamura, a tamura of any korban. Lav dafka of this special zebach, but of any tamura. And we'll soon see later why. For the tamura we say it means a shame tamura. Mashenkin, for the zebach, we're talking about a special zebach. We'll soon see why. Ved gemari hochi, that's so. Like zebach nami, shame zebach. Why don't you say also the korban is talking about a general case of all korbanos? So there's a korban sibah, there's a korban yochid, some are derech Shabbos, some are not derech Shabbos, some make tamura, some don't make tamura. Like, what do we ask Makash, where do we find one case? What do we need one case for? Why don't you say it's sakra shem zevach? So Moran says, shem zevach leikatoni. We're not talking about the general cloud, the general case of all korbanos. We have to be talking about a special korban. For the Gemara, why me, my, how do we know this? Me diktoni, since it says in the Braisa, choyme betamura, sha tamura chalo al balmum, kavua, v'yeinu yoytza lechulen ligoiz v'levad. There says a chumra of a tamura. Tamura is more chumra than the korban here, that the tamura is chal, even though the second korban, the second animal that you're saying, zu tacha zu, is a baal mum, and even though it's the beginning of the kedusha, still we say kedusha saguf like it's chal upon the baal mum, that's the din of a tamura. That's the chumra tamura has over korban. But a korban never has this halachim. Whenever you take an animal to be makdashit for a korban, if it's a baal mum, it's not chal more than kedushas domim. When you poider it, it goes out mamash completely lechulin. There's no such zevach that has this chumra like a tamura. Now the Gemara asks, it says, a baal mum kavua v'yeinu yoytza lechulin ligozav lever. Now, vi saka daitcha, my zevach, shame zevach, if we're talking about a korban in general rule of all korbanos, so you're going to have to tell me you never find the case of a korban when you makdish it, when it's a baal mum, that it should be chal kedusha on it. Fred the Gemara, no, it's not true. There is a case. V'ika b'chor u'maisam.